Welcome back to today's Laley Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. Simpson College football earned their first win under new head coach Reed Hoskins in exciting fashion on Saturday, 48-46 over Crown in a massive comeback effort. The Storm had a disastrous start, throwing an interception in the end zone and having a punt returned for a touchdown, trailing 13-0 in just the first couple minutes. The two teams then traded touchdowns, Simpson getting touchdowns through the air with Jay Jensen III throwing to Reed Wirth, Cole Staska, and Tristan Bushy in the first half, but never getting closer than 6 points and trailing 33-21 at the break.
Third and long for the Storm offense, 7:15 to go, quarter number one, Simpson trailing 13-0. Big double tight end set up left, double wide receivers right. Jensen drops back. Flag out on the play. It's going to be down. Worth caught again at the 30, to the 20, to the 10. Two touchdowns for Reed Worth on this drive, but a flag is out. Bickham and Staska to the left. Worth to the right. Jensen drops back to pass. Takes a shot across the middle. It's caught to the end zone. Touchdown. Tristan Bushy. His second touchdown in as many games up the seam at tight end. And Bushy puts the Storm within 7. Staska to the left. Jensen throws towards Staska. Corner of the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Jensen to Staska. And the Storm are back within 7. 3:16 to go before halftime. And it's 27-20.
The Polars scored a touchdown on the opening drive of the third quarter to take a dominant 40-21 lead. The Storm defense seemingly did not have any answers for the Crown throwing attack. Simpson then earned another touchdown to cut the lead to 40-28 as Jensen found Desmond Alexander for a touchdown.
First and goal, Storm, handoff. No, it's going to be out of the backfield, caught. Alexander towards the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Storm. Jensen finds Desmond Alexander out of the backfield, and it goes for 6, and the Storm are back within 2 scores.
The defense then found answers. They got interceptions on the next 2 possessions, with the Storm offense taking advantage, with a Danny Rankins Jr. rushing touchdown and another connection from Jensen to Worth for the Storm to take their first lead of the day, 41-40.
Danny Rankins Jr. with the handoff. He escapes one tackle. He's going to try and get around to the edge. He does find the edge, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown! Danny Rankins Jr. on 2nd and 11 goes in for 25 yards. And the Storm are back within a score. Nerezzo drops back, takes a shot deep down the middle. Storm are all over it, and it's intercepted at the 30-yard line. It's Betts again. And the Storm defense is making play after play, and the offense takes over down 6. One wide receiver left and right. It's Worth to the right, Staska to the left. Jensen with Rankins Jr. in the backfield. Fakes the handoff towards Worth. Corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Simpson Storm and PCM state champion Reed Worth ties the game at 40, and the Storm are an extra point away from taking their first lead.
Simpson earned another touchdown late in the fourth quarter on a 1-yard run from Jared Fisher to lead 48-40, and after nearly being able to get to kneel-down territory, the Storm were forced to punt with just over a minute to go, only to see the Polars score on their first play from scrimmage. But they then failed the 2-point conversion as the Storm held on to win 48-46.
Nerezzo looks left, hit as he throws. It's going to be towards the corner of the end zone, and it's incomplete! And the Storm defense holds firm on the 2-point conversion. Nerezzo takes a huge hit, and the Storm have to recover an onside kick to hold on.
Head coach Reed Hoskins tells KNIA Sports, it feels good to get the first win, and he credits the guys for not giving up despite being down by 3 scores in the third quarter, and credits them for fighting all the way back.
Oh, it was unbelievable. I think we spent every last bit of energy and effort that we had out there, and that's what we ask the guys to do every day, at practice, every game. Certainly a lot of things that didn't go the way we drew it up, and a lot of adjustments we had to make at halftime, and I think a lot of those took hold. Our assistants did a great job, and our guys responded in the right way. And I will really compliment our fans that, made the 4+ hour drive up here, and, we're supporting and filling up the stands early and often, and right there behind our benches and into it and being supportive. And I think our guys fed off that in some big ways. I think in a lot of ways it was us kind of waiting for, somebody to step up and make a play to rally around, and that's kind of what we were looking for there a little bit. And once our guys started making some of those plays, you could just feel that momentum building, and it was exciting to be part of. It was exhausting down there, but it was exciting, no question. I haven't had a chance to process it yet, but you know, I mean, obviously it goes on my record, but there's so much that goes into each week and winning football games. Again, I'm so fortunate to have the staff that we do, the people in our office from the support standpoint, and the players that are just so committed to doing things the right way. And you know, we're still getting better, but I wouldn't want to be in the trenches with anybody else.
Simpson improves to 1-1 on the season. They'll travel to Nebraska Wesleyan next week to begin American Rivers Conference play. That's our Simpson Storm football recap on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA and KRLS.